All right, man. Bottom line, why should somebody come out to the Elks Lodge and check out this show in a couple of weeks?
Well, okay. So on November 18th, we're trying something different. It's not going to be, and we're trying to not make it a your regular New York City wrestling show. I love New York City wrestling, but we need an alternative. We need people to embrace the fact that New York City culture needs to be a part of New York City wrestling. That's why we have flyers with Ray Davies' face on them. That's why we're talking about giving the people what they want. That's why we care about the music that plays during the show or during intermission. We want the experience of a show to feel like a concert. We want people to feel at these shows like they would go to CBGB's in the 70s. We want this to feel like they were going to L'Amour in the 80s. We want this to feel like the 90s New York scene in the 80s New York scene in comedy, the 90s New York scene in comedy, the 70s and 80s punk scene. We want this to feel like we're changing the face of what wrestling should look like in this city. And these are the guys that are going to do it. If you believe in pro wrestling, if you believe in wrestling in New York City and that it should be action-packed, it should feature the best guys, it should feature people that will make you care about this sport, about this industry, about this product, you need to come down and let us give the people what they want on November 18th. This show isn't about us. It isn't about our ego. It isn't about us, you know, trying to make a huge change. We're trying to give people what they want. I want this to be a show people talk about for the next 5 years. I want this to be a show that people talk about for the next 5 years. And the long-term plan for this company is to be a Northeast alternative. A lot of people talk about how PWG is punk rock. We want features now to be the same in the same sentence. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take a long time. But if you invest in us, we're going to invest in you. We're investing in some of the best talent. We're investing in helping make a building that people identify with New York wrestling the cool place to be on taking the R train to Grand Avenue, Newtown. It's not necessarily the coolest trek in the world. But it's a Friday night in New York City. Tickets are under $50. If you're going out to a show in New York City, non-wrestling, like if you're going to a concert or something like that, you're spending that much money. You're spending more money. We've got a bar in the building. So you get drunk, watch pro wrestling, have a kick-ass time, listen to some kick-ass music, and embrace the alternative. Make New York wrestling cool again. That's our goal. Making New York wrestling cool for New York wrestling fans and people who might not watch wrestling as much anymore. Mm-hmm. We want people from Astoria, Park Slope, Williamsburg, Greenpoint, anywhere that liked wrestling as a kid to come watch our show and have some fun and feel like wrestling isn't something that's a dirty word. Wrestling is cool, you guys. Wrestling is the ultimate hybrid of sports and entertainment. And every once in a while, people have to admit that and say, hey, we want to have fun. We want to watch people tell a kick-ass story and have kick-ass matches. We want you to believe for that 3 hours. We want you to tell a friend. That's all it is. That's all it is.